Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Women are leaving the workforce at what some analysts are calling alarming rates. Here to shed some light on the trend is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And is this a second order effect from the overall just increase in prices in the costs of goods and services over the years and the inability of wages to keep up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of the determining factor. You know, as you mentioned, childcare costs continue to go up. There's been shortages, you know, just even finding good childcare. And, you know, for women in the workforce, that can sometimes be a tough choice to have to make and balance, you know, in relation to their job.
An estimated 455,000 women left the workforce between January and August of this year. And if you place that graph over the graph of offices that are going back to 5 days a week in person, could you see a correlation?
Absolutely. That would be the other reason that I would comment on is that many companies have gone from fully remote to hybrid and then even a small chunk of that going from hybrid back to in-office 5 days a week, which does majorly affect the flexibility of work-life balance. You know, and as you find, not all, but many women are the caregivers of, you know, home, ailing parents, you know, the craziness of school schedules, et cetera. Losing that flexibility does also sometimes, you know, occur in tough choices about their jobs.
And let's talk about the craziness of school schedules, because I think this is something to which everyone can relate. We all remember our own experiences as kids going to various after school and extracurricular activities. But is there any research, especially on the HR and work-life balance side of the equation, that after school activities for your kids are actually more numerous and more intense than they were before? Because the whole idea that 5 o'clock is quitting time, let's all go to the bar, that seems very foreign to me. I mean, I'm usually racing out the door to get to the earliest train possible so I can meet someone at soccer practice or dance pickup or basketball or volleyball. And that runs until 9 o'clock most nights. And is that the experience for everybody?
Oh, absolutely. I see it in the office every day. You know, I think with the pandemic, the flexibility to book those school activities became more during the day than, you know, unless at after school or even in some cases early before school. And, you know, a lot of schools got used to that and didn't really make changes to those schedules. And then you find, you know, employers bringing employees back into the office that suddenly have to scramble to figure out how to get their child to a practice in the middle of the day or that starts at 3 p.m. And it makes it tougher and tougher. And, you know, I can say as, you know, to be an employer of choice, you really have to look at the flexibility of your employees' schedules and your ability to accommodate some of that. You know, maybe it's school drop off in the morning and you trade with another parent for pickups or, you know, practices in the evening. But as an employer, if I don't offer that flexibility, then sometimes, you know, my employees will make tough choices and it's not always me. They'll put their kids first. So
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, the restaurant industry continues to adjust to a post-pandemic world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.